rise to break of day. All the shadows, they always run away. Then why should I despair? Why should I even go there? When the morning is on the way, the dawn will come. There's no evil or devil.
Existence, life, or light brooded over the deep void and sang light. There's nothing but void outside I Am, and he broods, sings over the void in us, and light hatches, dawns. We're all born into that dark void because man naturally chooses to go off life support to be independent from the only source of living substance. Independence, individuality, those words describe the world's goal to legitimize the childish fantasy of being born an animal and rejects any suggestion of the need to be rescued from it. So in our worship of the creature, we persist rather than learn from man's history that there's no happy and bright destination at the end of that path. Every empire's dreams of greatness have collapsed into the bottomless void of never becoming, never being. The only exception in all of history comes as the result of one relentless choice to become the being we were designed to be by relinking to the source and giver of life, the designer and lover of our unique personal soul. There's no coexistence. There's only the choice, substance or void, light or absence of light. For we who persistently choose every day to discover our real identity in the face of Yeshua, Isa, Jesus, Dawn means the glorious completion of our quest and a new kind of life, perpetually refreshed and renewed. But for the person who was true to themselves and did it their way, they will join the perpetrators of the rebellion against God's plan of grace, tortured in eternal flames as they watch the joy of human beings who wanted to be with their Savior in His eternal kingdom above any momentary emotional or physical satisfaction during this qualifying round. The dawn will come, but which camp are you in? In or out, the choice is yours. Make it with all your heart and soul before, not after, it's too late.